Goo Goo Dolls here at 3BA. That is Slide. I've just slid into the tracky dacks this morning because it's time to talk all things sport, and who better to do it with than four-time Olympian basketball legend, Ballarat boy from the Salt Rooms, Mr. Ray Borner. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Brett. How are you going?
Mate, I'm well. Nice to have you back on the show. Do you ever get out of the tracky dacks these days?
I get out of them every day to go to work.
I just thought you'd make it a thing, even at the Salt Rooms.
No, it can't be that. It's got to look respectable.
You've got all fancy on us in your old age, Ray Borner. Goodness gracious. Now, Ray, we're in Victoria, right?
We are indeed.
We're not a rugby league state, right?
No, but we've got one of the best rugby league teams around.
That's true, the grand finalists. Why do you think we pay so much attention to Queensland and New South Wales playing each other in State of Origin?
It's a good question. When I moved up to Wollongong to play, it was absolutely huge. And in Victoria, very few people talked about it or even knew about it. Mm. Whereas you're right, it's starting to get a little bit of traction down here. And that would be because of the Storms, you know, the current NRL champions. So it deserves press. But it's always good to see two teams that absolutely hate each other going at it, and they really don't hold anything back. They just enjoy the game and go out for it. And the interesting part is that it's been held at the end of the season, so therefore injury concerns aren't as much concern as they may well have been during the season, because normally they'll play during the season, so they'll have played on the Saturday, Sunday, going to camp, play on the Wednesday night, and then back with their clubs on the weekend.
Yeah, that's true. So
this gives them that ability to go at it and know they've got a full week to recover for the next game.
And, Ray, do you think we might follow it too because we actually miss AFL State of Origin in some small capacity?
Well, you know, I think once Ted Whitten passed away, they tried to revive it, they tried to keep it going, but it really doesn't have the same hatred amongst the states as what Queensland, New South Wales do. You know, there's a little bit of animosity between Victoria and South Australia, but certainly, you know, very little to New South Wales. And so it's pretty hard to bring together a team of all-stars from Perth, South Australia, New South Wales, Queensland, bring them into a squad and then play against Victoria. Really, it hasn't got that same feel, that same state against state.
Yeah, you're right. The allies, the passion against that mob just isn't there and probably won't ever be. Now, Ray Borner, how old were you when you retired from professional basketball?
Out of the NBL, I was 38.
38? Would that have been considered old at that time?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, and you look at what happened, like my career, I worked all the way through it, and so therefore you're struggling with family, work, and basketball. Mm. Whereas now, you know, sport is at the top echelon, is just full time, and so therefore you're getting the recovery, you're getting the financial rewards, and so you can focus in on just what you're doing. And people do their recovery after their games and during the week, getting physiotherapy and seeing their doctors and things, you know, that's an easy thing to fit into your day, whereas when you're working full-time, it isn't. So the life expectancy of sports people now, I think, is a little bit greater than when I played.
Imagine if you were playing today, you'd play till 55, wouldn't you?
maybe 54.
That's damn close. The reason I ask you about the age thing, Ray, is because, speaking of the Melbourne Storm before, as we were, Cameron Smith, he's 37, still hasn't given us a decision on whether he'll play on next year. What do you reckon he should do?
He's competing at the highest level and still competing as one of the best players going around. So why would he retire?
Yeah.
Yeah. As a sports person, you play the game to play the game, and everything that you do is revolved around it. And you know, it's a passion thing. You don't start to play football or cricket or whatever to earn $1 million. Mm. You play it because you love the sport.
Yeah.
And if you can play at the highest level, why shouldn't you play for as long as you can? And I've got I applaud him if he keeps playing on.
Yeah, well, I mean, he still adds so much value at the age of 37. I'd echo your words, Ray Borner. Why not? Now, Ray, last month I upset you when I asked you to talk about cricket. I know you're not a great fan. We're going to talk about tennis. What do you think about the little green fuzzy ball game?
Yeah, it's enjoyable. It's a game that the last game of tennis I played, I won. But I must admit my wife was 7 months pregnant. We're on holiday somewhere, and she was 7 months pregnant, and she didn't have her tennis shoes on, and I won the game. So
congratulations, I think.
With that, yeah, well, she was beating me every other time prior to that, because she was a good tennis player.
Okay.
And I'm nothing, but I can always say I won my last game of tennis.
So you took a sneaky opportunity. She didn't have the proper shoes. 7 months pregnant, and you've wiped her off the court.
Well, no, I wouldn't say I wiped her.
Oh, she still did okay.
Oh, she did all right, yeah. I'm just saying that I squeezed it in.
Right. That is a great story, Ray. We'll have to explore that more another time. Let's talk about the Aussie Open, though. The Premier's come out and said, look, if it does happen, you're going to have to go into isolation, that we might release you just a handful of days before the Aus Open starts, so there's no tournaments in advance around the country. What do you reckon? Is this going to be just too unfair on these elite athletes?
No, it's not. They'll be able to squeeze in games against each other, so they'll be able to get proper training. You know, whether they're playing in Brisbane in a tournament there, or they're playing at any other place around Australia, they're playing against the same guys anyway.
Mm.
So you might as well play against your peers in Melbourne under isolation, so that there is no way that we are going to move this virus if anybody's got it outside of that group. And, we need to do as much as we can to protect ourselves.
Yeah, and I don't think we've seen much pushback from the players. The Joker's come out and said, yep, bring it on. If that's how it has to be, that's how it has to be.
Yeah, that's right. The players have done this before.
And, yeah.
You know, with a bit of luck, we'll get a few people in to watch the games, and we'll have to wait for the Premier's decisions on that. But they've played in front of empty stadiums, and they're just going through the motions because, again, they want to play the game and play at the highest level. And to do that, you've got to play in the Opens.
I'm speaking to four-time Olympian and Ballarat basketball legend Ray Borner this morning. Ray, let's get on to, well, obviously your favourite sport, basketball. I want to have a chat to a young fellow who played last year in your old stomping ground up in New South Wales in the Illawarra, LaMelo Ball. He's off to Michael Jordan's Charlotte Hornets. Why was he playing in Australia?
The NBL have got a development program that they've partnered with the NBA called Future Stars.
Mm-hmm.
With that, there's a number of players that come out of high school that don't want to play college level in the USA. So they're looking for other places in the world where they can develop their game. There's a development league in the US that Australia is really looked upon as, you know, the second or third best competition in the world.
Is it really?
So with that, we mightn't pay as much as team places in Europe, but we certainly the quality of basketball. And you know that when you're in Australia, you can speak the language. You're going to get on with a lot of other Americans in the teams and things. They're going to be coached well. Good games. Everything's done professionally, and you're going to get paid. Whereas if you go over to Europe, there's lots of tangibles over there that mightn't agree with the players.
Mm.
So this program has brought out three or four last year, a couple of the year before, and LaMelo Ball is the cream of the crop. When he came out with a lot of publicity. He came out and actually played in Ballarat when...
Yeah, he did.
Wollongong Hawks played Melbourne United. So that was the first time that we were able to see him play. And not that he was a superstar during that period, because he was still a young kid playing against men. But as the season went on, he certainly developed into a very, very good player and had a slight injury. And so they decided to pull him out of playing just to make sure that he could get over his injury and get ready for what we're going through now with the draft.
Yeah, well, good luck to the young man. A year in Australia and coming to Ballarat, it's got to be a great experience for him. And as you pointed out to me off-air, Ray Borner, too, not going to the college basketball system means you can throw away the books. You don't have to keep studying. Some young people would probably love that.
Well, the thing is that he knows coming out of high school that there's NBA teams taking him, and he's going to not have to work for the rest of his life. So why put yourself through that situation where you've got to study and become part of the college system where it's not only basketball but it's also scholastic work?
Yeah.
So what he's probably saying is that I'd rather work on my basketball so that I can get a higher rank in the draft, and therefore I'm going to earn more money. And I'm doing something that I love, you know, like going to school, and you'd know that after high school, then why put yourself through another 3 or 4 years of it?
Yeah, now that you've painted that picture, I'm surprised more Americans don't take it up.
Well, there's certainly a lot of numbers of them that do. And the thing about what it does is it also helps the colleges, in as much as why would you want a player that's only going to commit for 1 or 2 years and then nominate for the draft within your college program? College programs are all about 4 years or 5 years if you injure yourself to your red shirt, but it's all about 4 or 5 years and you're getting that stability through the team. Whereas if you're bringing players in straight out of high school for 1 or 2 years, you develop them, that you're ready to move to the next step so that you're becoming a good national team, but the kid's then gone off to the pros because he's good enough to do that. So you're kind of in a situation, I think, that at college where you want the players to be there for a long time rather than just 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, okay. Interesting insight, Ray Borner. Thank you. Hey, Ray, just before we let you go today, the WNBL underway in the Far North Queensland Harbour Rapid Fire Games for the girls. How do you think they'll be coping?
Yeah, they'll be struggling with the heat up, especially the Victorian girls and our Victorian team from Bendigo. But they were up there for a couple of weeks doing their ISO up there and training, and so they'll be starting to become used to the weather. The other thing that is a little bit out of the ordinary, or is very much out of the ordinary for them, is that they're playing every 2 or 3 days.
Mm.
They've really shortened the season so that they can reduce the costs of them being up there, have a quick season, get back home, and then hopefully next year everything will be as normal.
Yeah, at least the season is going ahead, and you're right, the Bendigo Spirit are probably close enough to Ballarat. We could almost adopt a Bendigo team, could we?
No.
Love your insight, Ray Borner. As always, great to talk to you on Ballarat Today. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, Brett. Thank you. This